From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Russian and Turkish officials have been trying to come up with a ceasefire in the Syrian civil war. The Turkish state news agency, citing an official source, says a ceasefire has already been prepared, but Russian officials would not comment on the report, and rebel groups deny a truce has been agreed on. Officials are trying to expand the current Aleppo ceasefire to cover the whole country. Sources told Reuters news agency that the agreement calls for Syria to be divided into zones and for President Bashar al-Assad to remain in power for at least a few years. A senior Turkish official says future talks will deal with Assad's role. U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham says Russia did interfere in the recent U.S. presidential election and can expect hard-hitting sanctions. Graham said Wednesday the U.S. Congress will investigate Russia's involvement in the November 8th election.
It is now time for Russia to understand enough is enough.
The senator says he expects tough new sanctions against Russia to get bipartisan support. He said sanctions could target President Vladimir Putin personally. Russia has denied allegations that President Putin was personally involved in hacking. Former Argentine President Cristina Fernandez has been indicted on charges of directing a corrupt enterprise while attempting to hide millions of dollars in a convent. Fernandez has denied the charges. A federal judge charged Fernandez and other officials of colluding to steal public funds that were meant for public road projects between 2003 and 2015. Fernandez could face up to a possible 10-year sentence. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry unveiled broad guidelines Wednesday for an eventual peace agreement between Israel and the Palestinians, warning a two-state solution to the conflict is in serious jeopardy.
The two-state solution is the only way to achieve a just and lasting peace between Israelis and Palestinians. It is the only way to ensure Israel's future as a Jewish and democratic state.
Kerry defended the U.S. decision last week to abstain from a United Nations Security Council resolution that condemned Israeli settlements in areas claimed by the Palestinians. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Wednesday called Kerry's speech a deep disappointment, commenting during a late-night news conference. Mr. Netanyahu said the speech was unbalanced and the U.N. resolution as the U.N. resolution itself.
Secretary Kerry paid lip service to the unremitting campaign of terrorism that has been waged by the Palestinians against the Jewish state for nearly a century. What he did was to spend most of his speech blaming Israel for the lack of peace.
Netanyahu vowed to work with the incoming Trump administration to improve relations in the wake of the fallout over the UN resolution. Meanwhile, the Palestinian president says he is ready to resume peace talks if Israel freezes settlement construction. Russian search teams say they have found at least two flight recorders from the military plane that crashed Christmas Day, killing all 92 people on board when the plane plunged into the Black Sea. The Russian Defense Ministry announced Wednesday that the second black box had been found and analysis of its data has begun. The Defense Ministry also said 15 bodies have been found so far from the crash site. American actress Debbie Reynolds, just one day after her actress daughter Carrie Fisher passed away, has died after suffering a stroke at the home of her son in Beverly Hills, California. Reynolds' son said the stress of his sister's death was, in his words, too much for his 84-year-old mother. White supremacist Dylann Roof, who murdered 9 black worshipers at a Charleston, South Carolina church, has told a judge he does not plan to call any witnesses or present any evidence during the penalty phase of his trial. Roof is representing himself after firing his lawyer. Roof faces the death penalty. A jury convicted Roof of 33 counts of hate crimes and obstruction of justice earlier this month. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That's voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.